Chapter 13. The Return to Barton. A few days later, it was decided that Marianne was strong enough for the journey back to Barton. Colonel Brandon lent them his carriage, and he was invited to come and visit the cottage in the next few weeks. Mrs. Jennings, who had been so kind to them all, was sad to say goodbye, but said that she would soon see them again. The journey was long, but Marianne seemed happier and stronger than before. However, as the carriage got closer to Barton, it was clear to Eleanor that she was thinking of Willoughby, remembering their time together. She saw that Marianne was crying silently. The next morning, Marianne said, "The weather is good, so we can take long walks every day, and I will read books and practice music." Eleanor was pleased to see her so positive. She had still not told her about Willoughby's visit, and she was not sure when to tell her or how much to say. One day, Eleanor took Marianne out for a walk, now that she was stronger. As they got nearer to a hill, Marianne said, "That is the hill where I fell, where I first met Willoughby. I will not talk about him again, but I would like to know that his feelings for me were real, that he was not really so bad."
"Would it really help you?" Eleanor asked.
"Yes, my dear Eleanor. While I have been ill, I have had time to think. I know that I did not behave well. I allowed myself to suffer too much. I made myself ill," said Marianne. "I did not think of you and our mother, and what pain you would feel to see me like that. And I was not polite to Mrs. Jennings and the Middletons. They were kind to me, and I did not behave well. You always controlled your feelings. When you were unhappy, you did not make other people suffer."
Eleanor was pleased and surprised to hear her sister's words. Marianne continued,
"If I knew what was truly in Willoughby's heart, it would be easier for me."
Eleanor decided that this was the moment. She told her sister about the night that Willoughby had come to Cleveland, about what he had said about his marriage and his feelings for Marianne. Eleanor saw that Marianne's face was white and that she was crying quietly. The two held each other's hands. As they reached the cottage door, Marianne kissed her, whispering,
"Tell Mama."
And then she walked slowly upstairs. When Mrs. Dashwood heard the story of Willoughby's visit, she was also sorry for him and pleased that he did not seem quite as bad as before. When they were all sitting together the next evening, Marianne told them,
"I now know that I could never be happy with Willoughby."
"I think that you are right," said Eleanor. "He was too selfish to ever give you a good marriage. He did not think of your happiness, only his own."
"All of the problems come from how Willoughby behaved with the girl Eliza. After that, things could never be right," said Mrs. Dashwood. "But Colonel Brandon has been so good in everything that has happened."
Life at the cottage returned to normal, but Eleanor very much wanted to hear news of Edward. One day, a servant came back from the nearest town and told them that he had heard that Mr. Ferrers had got married. Marianne looked shocked and fell into her chair. Eleanor's face hid her true feelings. Mrs. Dashwood asked the servant a few questions, and they heard that people had seen Mr. Ferrers in his carriage with Lucy Ferrers, his new wife. At dinner, Eleanor ate almost nothing. Mrs. Dashwood began to understand better that Eleanor, who had been silent since the news of Edward's marriage, suffered more than she had thought. She had seen only that Marianne suffered, and not that her other daughter, who seemed so strong and calm, could also feel the greatest sadness. Eleanor realized that she had believed that somehow Edward might not marry Lucy, that something would change. And now he would soon be at Delaford with Lucy. She waited quietly to hear of more news. A few days later, she heard the sound of a horse arriving at the cottage. It must be Colonel Brandon, she thought. Looking out, she saw Edward getting off his horse. I must be calm, she said to herself, but her face was white. Her mother and Marianne had also changed colour. They all waited silently for Edward to enter the room. Nobody spoke as he walked in. He looked worried, then embarrassed. He could not speak at first. Eleanor sat down and began to speak about the weather.
Is Mrs. Ferrars with you in the countryside? Asked Mrs. Dashwood.
My mother is in London, he replied. We are asking about the other Mrs. Ferrars, said Eleanor.
Do you mean Mrs. Ferrars, my brother's new wife? Said Edward.
Does your brother have a new wife?
Said both Marianne and Mrs. Dashwood together. Eleanor could not speak. Edward got up and walked to the window. Perhaps you do not know, he said. My brother married Lucy Steele last week. Eleanor's mind was confused and upset. She could not stay in her chair and ran crying from the room. Edward stood there silently, and then, without another word, he left the room and walked towards the village. Mrs. Dashwood looked at Marianne, but they were both too shocked to speak.